So welcome to this ordinary meeting of council of Tuesday the 28th of July 2026, commencing at 5 p.m. which is what it says on my numbers anyway. The scoreboard clock's a little bit out, but this meeting is being audio recorded in accordance with regulation 14i of the Local Government Administration Regulations 1996. Also point you to the disclaimer of emergency procedures on the leading pages of this agenda document for this building. The Shire of Plantagenet acknowledges the traditional custodians of our area and their continuing connection to the land and community. We pay our respects to all members of the Menang Noongar community and their culture, and to elders past and present. We move on to item two. We have eight members present, six in the room and two online. We also have six staff present and five members of the public. There's no previously approved leave. Move on to item three. Item 3.11, you see the responses there to the questions that were taken on notice from the last meeting, revolving through a number of pages there. Those written responses were sent out to the questioners. Move on to item 3.2, public question time. Is there any members of the public wish to ask a question today? No? Okay, thank you. Is there any petitions, deputations or presentations? No? Okay. We'll move on to item 5, disclosures of interest. Are there any disclosures of interest for this meeting today? I haven't got any up here, so assume not. Item number 6, are there any applications for leave of absence? Okay, I'll take Councillor Tyra first. Okay, so we... Yes. Okay.
It's yours. No, Josh is the only one. Lucky you.
Don't move him, that's what disconnects them.
It's not working.
Yeah, that's because someone's pulled the plug somewhere.
Okay, we'll just pause here for a second and fix the tech.
It's Josh's, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
You should wait now, Kit.
Same here.
Okay, so we're back online now. Everybody can hear everybody else. Councillor Tyra.
Apologies. I just wanted to reconfirm my leave of absence because the dates were incorrect at the last meeting. So just confirming that the 25th of August to the 28th is when I'll be away for Darren Field Day.
Okay. Can we just have the council meetings that you're going to miss?
The 25th of August.
25th of August, thank you. Can we have a mover that we accept that leave? Okay, Councillor Liebeck and Councillor Bell, seconder. All those in favour? That's carried. Thank you. Now, there was a second one, Councillor Bell.
Yes, Mr President, I request leave of absence from the 29th of July tomorrow through to the 24th of August.
Which council? I should be back for the
meeting on the 25th.
Okay, so you won't actually need one. It's just the council meetings that we need.
Sorry,
it's just the council meetings that we need.
Well, I'm not sure. I'm hoping to get back for the 25th.
Okay, I'll take it for the 28th then, in case you don't get back.
Okay.
Okay. Someone like to move? Councillor Liebeck, Councillor Brown, seconder. All those in favour? That's carried. Thank you. Move down to the item 7.1, the minutes of the ordinary meeting held on the 23rd of June, and this is on page 7. Is there a mover for the minutes? Councillor Liebeck, Councillor Bell, any issues With the minutes, any dissent? No, the matter's carried without dissent. Thank you. 7.2, the special meeting minutes on the 7th of July. Is there a mover? Councillor Liebeck, seconder. Councillor Clements, are there any issues with those minutes? Any dissent? That's carried without dissent. 7.3, the special meeting on the 14th of July. Is there a mover? Councillor Bell, Councillor Brown, any issues, items, any dissent? Okay, it's carried without dissent. Thank you. Item number 8. Announcements by myself. So this is the last council meeting for our CEO, Mr. Murphy. I wish to note the work undertaken during his time here and the processes now in place, including all the preparations that will place us in good stead in the coming years. His time with us has been important, timely, and he's made a valuable contribution. Thank you.
Thank you.
Item 9.1. There's nil for this agenda. We move on to item 9.21, the budget adoption on pages 11 and 12. Is there a mover? Councillor Clements, seconder. Councillor Bell. Councillor Bell. Councillor Clements, do you wish to speak?
No, as read, we don't take the full amount, but we're entitled to. We're one of the few councils that don't, and I think we need to keep following that trend in the future.
Councillor Bell. Okay, is there any dissent on this item? No, it's carried without dissent. Thank you. Item 9.2.2, fees and charges. The officer's recommendation on page 15. Is there a mover? Councillor Clements, seconder. Councillor Liebeck. Councillor Clements.
As read, Mr. President, we've been through this over the last 2 or 3 months pretty continuously, and I think we've come to some sort of agreement on it.
Thank you, Councillor Liebeck. Okay, is there any matters for discussion or dissent? Okay, the item's carried without dissent. Thank you. Item 9.2.3, the recommendation on pages 19 and 20. it's property rates. Is there a mover? Councillor Clements, a seconder. Councillor Liebeck. Councillor Clements.
Similarly on this, Mr. President, we've discussed this over the last few months, and I think we've come to the best consensus that we could.
Councillor Liebeck. Okay, does anybody wish to speak against this item? Okay, well, I'm just talking about this item at this point in time. So there's no is there any dissent on this item? Councillor Bell. But you don't want to speak on this item?
No, on this item.
Okay, thank you. So we'll take a formal vote. Those in favour of this item? So it's 7-1. And those against? One. So the vote is 7-1.
Can we get people using the mics as well?
Yeah, if you can use the mics, please. Item 9.2.4, budget adoption, the annual budget. I'm going to make the unusual step of moving this item from the chair. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Liebeck, thank you. Is there any dissent? Thank you. So I will speak on this item. The officer comment from pages 23 to 29 lists the item budgets well, with a lot of work going on around the Shire planned. This is important to note. We've spent the last 3 years preparing, and even in that time, we've rolled out some items. The preparation will continue, no doubt, but we are prepared for many of the items as listed in this budget, most of them. This is important to understand. I commend the work of the staff in their workload preparing for the budget, and particularly Mr. Middleton and Ms. Cayley and their team, but of course all staff feed into the process. The rate increases are a little higher than CPI or the local government cost index, but to deliver in a growing and modern world, to use other people's words, we need to get things moving. So growing community and a modern world. We cannot do this without significant funding streams, and it should be noted that this is how budgets work. If that funding doesn't eventuate, the project doesn't go ahead, and this has been the way of it for as long as I can remember. We'll be doing all we can to secure that funding, of course, but to do it, we must be ready, and we haven't been up until now. There is one large item that we need to work through a bit further, and that's why it doesn't appear in the budget this year. I hope everyone understands the budgetary process. It's a best guess with 3 budget amendments during the year as things change. There have been a few questions asked late in the process when the full detail came out, and that's appropriate. So I commend the budget as it stands to councillors. Secretary, would you like to speak? Councillor Liebeck.
I think you wrapped it up pretty well, Mr. President. I'd just probably just like to add that I think it's quite an equitable budget around the whole Shire. I think every community gets a piece of the pie, so to speak. There would be nothing further that I would add. Thank you.
Councillor Bell, you wish to speak against?
Yeah, Mr. President. Firstly, I'd like to make it perfectly clear that I support a new SES building. This is long overdue. As indicated at a previous budget meeting, I would not support this budget on the grounds our ratepayers already have contributed to the ESL and will forever and a day continue to contribute to the ESL. The ESL has more than doubled since its inception. The levy is just another tax. But a $3.36 million building to house our SES is outrageous and nothing but grandeur, and displays an absolute bad spend of taxpayer and ratepayer money. Then we have the matter that DFIS will only contribute $2.55 million towards this project, and Plantagenet ratepayers will have to contribute a further $800,000 on top of the ESL levy they're already paying. The recommendation from the staff is to borrow the $800,000. This will then add a further cost for ratepayers in interest. We also provide the site for the building. Another issue I have relates to last year's budget. It was claimed that there was an allocation of $8.4 million towards the swimming pool redevelopment.
It was so, Councillor Bell, we're talking about this year's budget?
Yeah, and I'm heading to that right now.
Okay.
Well, there was, in fact, $6.4 million, which includes borrowing grants and contributions from our ratepayers. The other $2 million was unallocated grant monies, which of today has not been confirmed or received. So, in fact, as of today, we only have $6.4 million set aside for the swimming pool redevelopment, $2.9 million of borrowed money. We also have in this budget a sum of $700,000 directed into the swimming pool redevelopment. That would mean that there was only $7,700,000 allocated to the pool project last year, but it was stated that there was $8.4 million. The last issue I have with the budget is the same issue I spoke about last year at a pre-budget meeting just prior to passing of last year's budget, which I was unable to attend due to travelling overseas. This is the issue of parity between minimum unimproved rates and gross rental rates. Last year, Council accepted the recommendation from staff to increase minimum unimproved rates. This brings minimum unimproved rates to the same level as gross rental rates, which I oppose as I believe it to be unfair and not warranted. Now, with this year's increase of 9.5% plus last year's increase, now equates to over 20% over the 2-year period. Councillors, in a cost of living crisis, do we really think increases over 20% in 2 years is fair? I certainly don't think so. There are many ratepayers battling to meet everyday costs. Although I'll be voting against this budget, I do acknowledge the effort staff have put into it. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll throw it open now to anybody who wishes to speak for or against this item, including the 2 online. No? Okay. Well, I'll just sum up. The SES building, of course, has been raised on a number of occasions. One would think that the increase in allocation of some $650,000 in the spend in the budgetary figures would be a pretty good investment when we consider the $800,000 offset. So I'll just make those points there. With any funding arrangement where you're relying on government funds, as I said in my original comments, where funding doesn't come in, the project doesn't go ahead. It's quite simple. So those funds are not definite until they are definite. That's always been the case with the budget. The UV minimum rate was talked about at some length in our workshops up to this budget and the last budget and the one before. It seeks to bring a bit more evenness into the space in dollar terms. So yes, the rate, the percentages are quite marked there, but the dollar value is actually quite low. Most people pay well above the minimum rate. So I just make those comments in response to the concerns raised today. Are there any other comments to make? Well, that actually closes the debate. I stand corrected there. So we'll go straight to a vote. Those in favour of the budget? That's 7. And those against? 1. Councillor Bell, thank you. That completes the budget. We'll move on to item 9.2.5, the purchasing policy on page 33. Is there a mover? Councillor Clements. Councillor Liebeck. Councillor Clements, do you wish to speak?
Yes, we've all had a chance to read through these policies. I think they're pretty well stock standard and should service for the next 12 months, etc.
Councillor Liebeck. Okay, is there any dissent on this item? Okay, it's carried without dissent. Thank you. Move on to item 9.2.6, the financial statements. The recommendation on page 36, is there a mover? Councillor Liebeck, Councillor O'Day. Yep, okay. She's raised her hand 3 times and I didn't see it till too late, so. Okay, anything to add to this item? Any questions, any dissent? Okay, it's carried. Thank you. Without dissent. Item 9.2.7, the list of accounts, separate attachment. The officer's recommendation on page 39. Is there a mover? Councillor O'Day. And seconder? Sorry. Councillor Tyra. Okay, thank you. Any comments or questions? No? Any dissent? Items carried without dissent. We move on to item 9.2.8, the item to do with the tower licences. The recommendation goes from page 44 to 45. Is there a mover? Councillor Liebeck and Councillor Bell. Councillor Liebeck.
Yeah, just say it has certainly been a bit of a mess over the years and it's good to see some progress there and being tidied up going forward in the future.
Councillor Bell. Any dissent? The item's carried without dissent. And a good bit of work, I must say. This one's been hanging around since, I think, 2018 from memory, so good work to bring it to a conclusion. Item 9.3.1, the vehicle standards policy in their separate attachment, recommendations on page 47. Is there a mover? Councillor Brown and Councillor Liebeck. Councillor Brown, do you wish to speak? Councillor Liebeck.
Just to say it seems appropriate. That's it.
Yep. Is there any dissent? So the item's carried without dissent, and some good work on that policy. Item 9.3.2, the Walga conference voting with a recommendation on page 50. We'll need a name in here for a deputy, if you so choose. So the question is, who's going and who's prepared to be a deputy? So you're going?
Yep.
Councillor O'Day is going. Is that?
Oh.
Is that
no,
all?
I was.
Oh. You had a comment?
I was actually just going to check if Councillor Clements was going.
No,
he doesn't cost us.
He shook his head. He's the only free one that we can get up there, but he's not going this year.
I'm uncertain about attendance at this stage.
Okay, so Councillor Brown's the only one that's definite.
I'll nominate Councillor Brown.
I'll second.
We should be attending the AGM.
Will you be attending the AGM? Okay, good. So, Councillor Bell, do you have a comment?
Yeah,
mover. Oh, you're a mover. So, okay, so you've moved the item with Councillor Brown. Seconder, Councillor Clements. Okay, so we're clear here. So we've got Councillor Brown as the deputy. Mover and seconder in place. Is there any dissent? Okay, it's carried without dissent. Thank you. Item 9.3.3, the recommendation to deal with the independent presiding member provisions that need to be there now. The recommendation's on page 54. Is there a mover? Councillor Liebeck. Seconder? Councillor Clements. Councillor Liebeck?
Having worked with Mr. Hammond recently, I think he's a very appropriate fit for the role.
Thank you. Councillor Clements, anything to add?
No, I think it's quite a good balance.
Okay. Is there any dissent? That matter's carried without dissent. Thank you. Move on to item 10. There's notices of motion this meeting. Item 11, there's no new business. Now we move to a couple of confidential items. So at this point, motion to close the door. So Councillor Clements and Councillor Liebeck to close the doors. All those in favour of closing the doors? That's unanimous. Thank you. Thank you very much, members of the public. Doors are now closed. Can we have a motion now to open the doors? Councillor Clements and Councillor Tyra, all those in favour of opening the doors? Doors are now opened, and the announcement is that both of the items were carried without amendment. And that leaves me with one duty to item number 13. To close the meeting at 5:26. Note the work that's gone on in the background. Thank you for your attendance, particularly members of the public. They're always welcome to come along and listen in. Thank you.